Cookie here. Guess what? We've got someone else in the studio with us. We have Ward Thomas, Catherine and Lizzie are here. How are you?
Hello.
Hello. Good, thank you.
How are you?
I'm very well. Now, good to hear that the recent single Carry You Home has been so successful. It comes from the new album Cartwheels. And where did you record the album?
We recorded that in London in Kensal Town Studios. So yeah, it's completely different from our first album, which we recorded in Nashville. So it's a very, very different sound.
Do you get to go to Nashville quite a lot still?
We haven't been for ages, actually.
It's quite sad.
We'd like to go back again, but we thought that with this album, with Nashville, they have a very specific way of working, and we were so lucky to sort of go and see how it worked over there. For this album, we wanted to try and do it the sort of British way and make it over here and see the differences. And our producer sort of found out that he kind of let every song speak for itself, and it was a bit more, it was a very different process to the first album.
I mean, Nashville is the place to be, really, isn't it, for country music? It must have been quite an experience when you first went.
Yes, it was mad. We were two 17-year-old naive girls walking into a studio, and we'd never been to the States before, so it was a bit mad.
And of course, the debut album, that did really well, didn't it? From where we stand, that sold a lot of copies, because you were like doing that independently, weren't you, really?
Yeah, we were so excited about that. We did not expect that to happen at all, because it was really an experiment. Obviously, at the very beginning, we had no idea how people would react to country music, because we didn't really realise how big the country scene was in the UK. And I think it was good timing, because the country music was, you know, getting bigger in the UK. Dolly Parton had just headlined Glastonbury. The TV show Nashville was coming out over here. And we were very lucky. And the Shires as well were another band that were releasing their debut. And so we all did it together, and it really helped each other. So we were very excited to see the reaction from that first album.
And have you met the Shires? Have you met up with those guys?
Yeah, we went on tour with them in November 2014, and we seem to always cross each other's paths and always seem to be in the same place a lot of the time. Yeah. So we've seen them a lot, actually.
I mean, like last week we went on a radio tour, and they were just a day ahead of us doing the exact same radio. So yeah, we're all very, you know, we're on the same path.
So it's kind of a big thing now in the UK. It's a lot bigger than it used to be, isn't it, country music, like the crossover thing?
Yes. Definitely. It's very exciting.
I think with country music as well, you can cross over more with, like, there's lots and lots of crossover acts. You can get Loretta Lynn, and then you can get Luke Bryan, and then you can get Dolly Parton. So it's so versatile that I think it's easier for all of us to sort of write our own British version of country, because we can take the country influences but write our own kind of music as a crossover.
So when you decided that you were going to start singing, you're going to start recording, how did it come to be country music? What led you down that path?
Well, we grew up on a farm, so we've been around the whole country atmosphere our whole lives. But our cousin from Canada came over and introduced us to a whole load of country music, especially the Dixie Chicks, that we completely fell in love with. And we just loved the way they we loved their stories, their honesty, and their, you know, how authentic all their music was. And we just got completely inspired, and we were like, oh, we want to write our own kind of music from a British perspective in this kind of style. And that's where it began.